This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The last year Buffalo Bills defensively had massive regression on that side of the ball. The only thing that saved them was the takeaways that they had. 18% of opponent drives ended in turnovers. Yet they forced punts on a 31st highest rate of any team in the NFL. They weren't good at getting stops. They weren't good at allowing drives to reach the red zone. They ranked 30th in rate of drives that were allowed to reach the red zone. The only thing that saved them was the takeaways. And in fact, the Bills in 2024 were the first defense since 2000 to allow at least 35% of opponent drives to reach the red zone while simultaneously generating turnovers on at least 16% of opponent drives. Getting those takeaways was the only thing that made the defense look reasonably respectable in the regular season.
Warren Sharp, to that, I think a lot of Bills fans would say, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know. The defense was saved by turnovers. That's right. That's why they went all in and tried to fix a defense that made a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we know.
I have a question on that, though. So, it's data-based. Like, there is facts behind this. Whenever you hear, well, you can't count on turnovers. Turnovers are fluky. Turnovers can regress year to year to year. And for much of the league, if not almost all the league, that is absolutely true. When am I allowed to say for this team it's not? Because Joe Marino had some numbers in this last week that the Bills don't regress in turnovers, at least compared to their league counterparts. So, okay, they were number one in the league last year, and Joe's number was percentage of drives that result in a defensive takeaway, which actually I think is what Warren's talking about too. And last year, the Bills were number one. And the year before that, the Bills were number one. And the year before that, they were number five. The year before that, number seven. The year before that, number two.
Yep.
So they've been in the top five every year of the last five, except for one. And that season, they were seventh. So, okay, turnovers are fluky. And that's part of Warren's basis there about the defense. But am I not allowed to say for a Sean McDermott defense that they're not fluky? Because every year he's getting more turnovers than the rest of the league.
Sure, they might be more likely to get turnovers. To me, the biggest number in there that jumps out, I have the same kind of belief on turnovers on offense that I do on defense, which is punts are turnovers.
Right.
And if I believe punts are turnovers, and the Bills were 31st in forcing punts.
Yeah.
But number one in turnovers, what do they add up to be? Where were they on stops? Bad. Mm-hmm. So turnovers save them in game scripts, and turnovers are great to generate. But you can be the best defense in football and never turn the ball over a single time with an interception or a fumble. If you force the most punts in football, you are a good defense.
Isn't that part of the point about them, though? Like, last year,
they're
the worst at forcing punts, but they're number one in turnovers. So what does it equal? Your results are middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
And doesn't it also mean that these other years where the Bills have been able to get stops, but they still get the turnovers, they're one of the best defenses in football? Right? That's their blueprint. That's their formula. The turnovers are integral to it. They've been true since they showed up in 2017. That year, their defense didn't get stops. They weren't an elite defense, but what did they do that year? They got turnovers like they have pretty much every other season.
Yep.
So I asked Joe about this a little bit last week. Like, it's part of, sure, like, McDermott and the defensive staff probably puts a lot of emphasis on punching the ball out and being opportunistic, but it also might speak to their scheme that they are going to keep it in front of you at all times, and they're going to run up and tackle, and I think you got to give them credit. They've taken this element of defense in the NFL that is almost impossible to maintain, and they've been able to maintain it. So why am I supposed to, if this year they're not good at getting turnovers, they're not even just not good, not top of the league, it will be, that will be the fluky thing. That will be the first time that's really happened.
Yep. But,
and if you can get that, this is why I think, well, you would trust their defense. It's why maybe me making a bet that they'll have a bottom 10 defense might be futile, because if they're ever able to get stops,
which they often are, they've been very good at that in the past,
then they're going to be one of the best defenses in football.
Right. I think they might be one of the best. Here's your comparison, possibly. It's not as ironclad, but the Bills' ability to turn over the football has been their Josh Allen. It has saved the defense when the rest of it isn't that good. And when the rest of it is good, it's still good. Like, your right. consistency on turnovers has helped you. So last year, on true turnovers, like, again, the punt thing is more sustainable. The Bills dipping to 31st in punts forced is red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That should be what triggers Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to say, let's overhaul this defense because we are not getting off the field. So, yeah, like this year, this last year in true turnovers, where were the Bills in punts forced? They were bad. Previous years, right. they've been very good. Get that to, you know, top 10 in punts forced, you're going to be a good defense. And game script is going to help them probably too. You know, that's one thing we have not yet seen that's worth pointing out. One roadmap. The Bills are a wagon this year. Why? I mean, they were kind of a wagon last year. But the offense is just the Joe Brady offense. Efficiency, smashing people with the run mm-hmm. game, extra offensive linemen, everybody eats. And then defensively, they get off the field. Mm-hmm. Could this team just, right. like, why are they favored to win every game? Well, they're going to fix the defense that was a problem. They're going to get a defense that can get off the field. Maybe they turn it over less because they're getting off the field. It's another thing about this. Like, how do you get turnovers? You have to be on the field to get the ball turned over.
Yeah, true.
Previously, what they would have done would have been force a punt earlier on a drive. Instead, what happened? 7-play drive, turnover. Okay, you got the ball back one way or another. Treat punts as turnovers and things kind of line up. And the fact they were 31st in that department last year is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got to 14th mm-hmm. and their turnovers were 8th, their traditional turnovers, that's like the number one defense in football. You take it.
And that would be the worst they've been at turnovers in more than 5 years.
Yep.
That's if they were the worst they had been.
Do you want to know the top teams in the league last year in true turnovers? Which is punts and interceptions and fumbles and fourth down stops.
On defense?
The top teams in the league in differential for this.
Oh, differential.
Yeah, yeah. This is how okay. well do you get off the field
yeah.
one way or another, punts count, and how well do you stay on the field? Here are the top five teams in football. Minnesota, Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Green Bay, and Philly is tied for five.
The best teams in the league.
You know who's number seven? Washington. You know who's next? The Chargers.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Houston.
Oh, Kansas City down there, huh?
Tenth.
Fluke.
They were lucky. They got a little lucky.
They were lucky.
Yeah. Chris in Lancaster, and then some instant trivia for you based on Garrett Wilson. Chris in Lancaster. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. You know, listening to you guys, I think that the philosophy of Sean McDermott on defense works when you're playing average or below average teams. But when you play a team like the Kansas City Chiefs or even like a team like Philly, you've got to be an attack defense. And I think watching Philly dominate Kansas City in that Super Bowl was clear evidence that hoping that you're going to play bend but don't break, you're going to make some turn, you're going to get some turnovers, I think it's effective to a degree. But to get over the top and to be a Super Bowl team or winner, you've really got to do more attacking. And I don't see that in Sean McDermott. I just don't see it. He's a bend but don't break guy. They're going to make a mistake. I mean, look at that game in Cincy a couple years ago with Joe Burrow, how he in the playoffs in Buffalo, where he picked us apart play after play after play. We made no adjustments. And I think to get us over the top, Jeremy, you've got to change your philosophy. You've got to be more of an attack defense.
Yeah. Chris, the biggest thing for me was the Bills didn't have the horses up front. I mean,
right.
The Eagles had the horses up front. The Eagles, I don't know. To me, it was not about an aggressive game plan. In fact, I think famously what they did in the Super Bowl was rush four and one, Mahomes played terribly, and two, their offensive line, which the Bills should have been able to exploit, they exploited. They had a terrible offensive line last year, the Chiefs. You know, for whatever it's worth, I mean, if they keep Benford healthy, is it different? If it's, I don't know. I don't necessarily buy that McDermott is too passive. There have been times where he is. There's times when he's not. But the whole thing about when you play good teams, you know who else that's true of? That's true of everybody. What does a great defense do once they come up against Josh Allen? They get beat for like 30 points. The Chiefs' defense is awesome. And what do the Bills do to it every time? Move up and down the field, score 29, 30 points, and then, you know, lose by three. So, I mean, I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but I think it's a little bit – here's what I would say about it. I want to decide if it's fair to talk about the Cincinnati game. Like, that's that's two defensive play callers ago in a snowy game – where your offense scored 10.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There is a good question, though, I think, about whether... So their defensive style has worked for years now, but it hasn't worked in the playoffs, or it just hasn't worked against Kansas City?
It hasn't. This is where, like...
Because I'm looking right now at their turnover numbers against the Chiefs in the playoffs, because they get, as I pointed out, they get turnovers in the regular season better than anybody. They're in the top of the league every single year. And guess what? I'm looking at their playoff game log. They force multiple turnovers against Pittsburgh, New England, Miami. They've done it to the Ravens. Four turnovers forced in two Ravens playoff games. And they've forced three in four Kansas City games.
Now do that to the Bills.
And how many they've had?
No, do it to the Bills. The Kansas City defense, how many turnovers they force against other teams, and then how many they force against the Bills.
Oh, I see.
Is it the same story? If you're operating on, well, I don't get turnovers against the best quarterbacks.
Well, not just the best quarterbacks, Mahomes. Just Mahomes.
Okay, Allen.
Because they get it against Lamar.
Do Spagnuolo,
and Allen. Is it the same story? They turn over other guys, but they don't turn over the Bills?
Might be right.
It's the same story. If the operating parameters are, you know, I just can't seem to figure how to get interceptions on the best quarterback in football. It's like, yeah, that's usually how it goes.
They have only forced on the Bills' offense, that includes everybody, in the four playoff games, the Bills have only turned the ball over one time.
One time. Which game was it? Who did it?
2021. So that's the first game. That's the AFC Championship game. And does that sound right? I'm looking at the game log. It's what it says.
It's the 2020 season. It's a 2021.
They haven't turned the ball over since the first AFC Championship game, and the turnover in that game
is a late Allen pick. It's a very late Allen pick, I believe.
Forcing the ball because they're down two scores.
Two scores.
So really, like, they have no turnovers.
Right. So, yeah. And there's another.
So your differential's plus two, and it's really kind of like plus three.
To say, we don't turn over Mahomes, that's a problem. The Chiefs don't turn over the Bills.
But,
I
was going to say, like, this hasn't been true of the Bills before. When you that's where what you're saying is it's critical that you're able to get the team off the field.
Yes.
And you're able to force punts.
Yes.
Because if you're living off those turnovers, maybe the Chiefs maybe. The Bills example might be tough because Allen has had some big games against them. But if you're a defense that can get you off the field, you can go through a game without getting lucky and getting that turnover and still have a great performance. Where the Bills last year especially, if you aren't getting that turnover, and often they did, but if you're not getting it, then you're kind of screwed.
Let's go back two Super Bowls ago for the Eagles and the Chiefs. Remember what the story was? Number one defense in football, number one in sacks. What'd they do in the game against Mahomes? They didn't touch him.
Didn't touch him.
Two games ago. They didn't touch him. Well, you can get sacks against the bad teams. What are you going to do against Mahomes? That is a normal thing to expect when you play the best teams. That's what, isn't Miami doing this? I feel like we're a pretty good team, but when we go up against playoff teams, we're not as good. That's right. That means you're not as good. Mm-hmm. It's harder to do. It's a harder degree of difficulty.
What's kind of crazy, in eight total games between, it's four matchups, so eight teams, Kansas City and Buffalo, they have turned the ball over together in those four matchups, four times total. The Ravens themselves, in three games against the Bills and the Chiefs, have turned the ball over seven times. The Bills and Chiefs combined four in four matchups. And the Ravens in three games by themselves, seven.
They did three in the game against the Bills here.
Three against the Bills here, three against the Chiefs,
and
one against the Bills and the Taron Johnson pick.
That kind of gets back to the point. The Ravens turned the ball over against the Bills three times.
Yeah.
And were in the game to win it at the end. Because why?
To tie it at the end. But yeah.
Tie it at the end. Why?
Yeah.
Because if you treat turnovers, the cardinal sin, just like punts, the Bills punted a bunch in that game.
Yeah.
Second half, they punted. Anyway, I have instant trivia. You ready for it?
Yes.
We'll get it in 3 minutes.
Yes.
Here it is.
Let's do it.
3 minutes, instant trivia. Garrett Wilson signed yesterday. Garrett Wilson signed a big contract with the Jets. He's awesome.
He's very good.
He is another receiver, by the way. There are two positions where teams will tear up the contract after 3 years and say, let's get it done. Quarterback, receiver.
Okay.
Garrett Wilson is one of nine receivers since 2000 to have three straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons in their first three seasons.
Ooh.
Nine receivers since 2000 have come out of the gate. Thousand.
Okay.
He is the latest. Who are the other eight?
You know what's funny? The first guy I thought of was Stevie Johnson, but he didn't have a – I don't even think he played his first year.
Rookie season. Rookie season, and then the next 2,000-yard seasons.
Mike Evans.
Correct. 2014 to 2016.
And he, of course, has done it like every year.
A million times.
Yeah, a billion times after that. Justin Jefferson.
Correct. 2020 to 2022.
There were nine of these?
Yes. There are eight more. Wilson, Jefferson, and Evans. You have six more.
Beckham.
Correct.
Odell Beckham.
2014 to 2016.
Monster out of the gates.
Jamar Chase.
Correct. 2021 to
2023. Ooh, AJ Green?
Correct.
Ooh, another Bengal.
2011 to 2013.
Okay.
You have three left.
Oh, since 2000. Oh, this is Calvin Johnson.
No.
Really? Really?
He did not.
Did he get injured in one of those first 3 years? Feels like it's impossible for him to have played a full year and not gotten 1,000
yards. He played 15 games in his first year. He only had one in his first 3 years.
That's right.
All right.
Yikes, 700 yards in year one. That's crazy. That went in their season with 0-16.
Right.
Okay, let's see.
Three left.
1,000 yards.
In their first three seasons. Each of their first three seasons.
Fast starters.
Michael Thomas?
Correct.
That's really
2016 good. 2016
to 2018.
Slant God. He's just never going to play again, huh?
No, he's so. Done.
I thought about Terry McLaurin, but he was a third-round rookie. Could he have possibly, as a third-round rookie, get 1,000?
To throw him 1,000
Is McLaurin
yards?
Right?
No, McLaurin is not right.
Yeah.
He might have come close. Okay. Some of the highest drafted guys. McLaurin, 919 in year one. He was close.
Close.
Two more. 1,000 yards in each of their first three seasons.
Who was good really
since
fast?
Since 2000.
2000.
I'll give you hints on these next two if you want them when you're ready.
I'm trying to think. Who are the highest drafted guys?
These guys were both first-round picks.
Okay.
Okay, that helps. Like, it's got to be first three. Is Drake London? No. That's the same year as Wilson, so he'd have right. He would have had enough years.
Here are your next hints.
Oh, what about CeeDee Lamb?
No. One of these guys did it in 2023, his third year, and the other was 2000.
Okay. So we got an old guy and a new guy.
2023. Yep. That's the 2021 class.
Yep.
Right.
2-3. That's it's not gonna be Jerry Jeudy. Devonta Smith?
Nope.
What's that class? Waddle.
Jalen Waddle.
His Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. And then one more. 1998 to 2000. The GOAT?
Oh, Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Ah.
Well, so
he's not the GOAT.
Garrett Wilson joins Chase, Waddle, Jefferson, Thomas, Beckham, Evans, Green, and Moss.
It's a pretty good list.
Not bad.
Did you just offhand call him the GOAT?
I did.
At wide receiver?
Yep.
Over Jerry Rice?
Yep.
Because
he's the best wide receiver I've ever seen play.
Okay.
You want to fight about it? I mean, he was the ones abusing me.
I've said Jerry Rice is the best football player ever.
Okay.
Oh, here we
Statistically,
go.
I think he is the best football player ever.
How many games you watch him play?
There is none.
Take
but
off.
There is nobody.
I'm not saying he's not great.
It's definitely a stats argument, but there is nobody that is clear-cut, got the best numbers at his position like him.
Okay. Good for him.
And it's not even close.
Good for him.
He had 1,200 yards at 41.
Congratulations.
41, he had 1,200 yards.
Aren't you the guy that's going to tell me that Gretzky's not the greatest hockey player of all time?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm saying he's not going to be the best goal scorer of all time.
You think he's the best hockey player ever?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like McDavid would have been better.
It's close. That would be close for me.
I'm just stunned. I kind of believe. I thought you were definitely a Gretzky, not the GOAT guy. Well,
No. I'm LeBron over Jordan.
I should say that differently. GOAT is always about greatest.
Yeah.
Maybe. I want to say that Moss is the boat.
My thing with Rice is that there's just nobody even near him in anything. In catches and yards and touchdowns, nothing.
Okay.
And he's not just a compiler. But all right. I didn't see either of them play. Well, I saw Randy Moss play, but I saw him in New England. Which, although that was pretty good, too. Not going to lie.
They caught 22 touchdowns in a year.
I feel like he caught 20 of them in my face at the stadium.
Check out his other quarterbacks he played with when it wasn't
Brady.
Did
he have a 4-touchdown game against the Bills here?
Probably.
I remember a game here where he went nuclear. Is that that's the Sunday night game when they're chasing undefeated, maybe? Does that sound familiar?
56-10?
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah. He caught 4 touchdowns in the first half.
Like, you're exaggerating or that's
no.
true?
That's true.
Against the Bills that day?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. That's nuts.
Yeah. Good day. All right, we'll get a break in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.